how much did you look at the original? Obviously, you looked at the original one. I'm not being silly, but is it something you referred back to, or do you try to put that out of your mind and design something all new?
Well, honestly, Jim, it's impossible to put out of our mind. I don't have a friend that doesn't know the original or have a story about it, or, you know, remember it for in a fond way. Obviously,
right.
it's been in movies. It's been all over the place. So we actually brought an older one right into the studio and stood and stared at it and kind of saw what the emotional vibes were, because a lot of my young designers don't know it as well as someone like myself. But everyone respected how, I guess, timeless it is in terms of the silhouette today is still being used by a lot of people. But at the same time, we're like, man, that wood grain, you know, do we do it or not? You know, and it was so hard to do it convincingly in modern day technology.
So you don't want to stick contact paper on the side of your new Grand Wagoneer?
I'm struggling, but honestly, the world out there has already photoshopped it and get a lot of requests for it. We left room, let's put it that way. We left the body side really clean and simple because we knew, you know, either the aftermarket or maybe ourselves will one day want to give it a shot. You know?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.